Det nationale immuniseringsprogram for den sæsonbestemte influenza begynder her i april. I 2015 toppede de rapporterede influenzatilfælde med de 11.000, hvor de fleste tilfælde var børn i alderen 5-9 år og ældre over 85 år. Senior medicinsk forsker Kevin Yin fra NCIRS, som er det nationale center for immunisering, forskning og overvågning, forklarer stigningen i influenzatilfælde.
One of the main reasons for the increase is that there are much more testings in recent years for the cases which we suspect they are the flu. It means they got a swab from the nose and throat and sent to the lab. We use some of the technique in the lab to tell whether this is caused by the flu virus or not. After the pandemic, we got much more public funding. That's why we see a lot of laboratory testing in the recent years.
Australiens vaccineprogram kræver, at vaccinen skal godkendes af TGA, som er Therapeutic Goods Administration, og kun efter at have passeret strenge overholdelse og teststandarder. I modsætning til de fleste andre vacciner, så fornyes indholdet af influenzasprøjten hvert år. Kevin Yin forklarer hvorfor.
Two reasons for it, because the virus keep changing themselves, so that the vaccine need to be updated every year to protect you against the virus. The second one is that the protection from the flu vaccine, they will slowly decline. For the people who are aged 6 months to less than 9 years, if your first time to get a vaccine, you need to have two doses, which means two times with 4 weeks apart. And this is also applied to the people who get a chronic medical conditions.
Kevin Yin skitserer her de to forskellige typer af influenzavacciner, der er til rådighed.
From this year, we have two types of vaccines available in Australia. Trivalent vaccines and quadrivalent vaccines. Now the difference between these two types of vaccines is that the trivalent one provide protection against 3 times of the flu virus. The quadrivalent provide protection against 4. We believe that the quadrivalent vaccine would have the potential to provide bigger or greater protection. If the quadrivalent vaccine is not available, you should get the trivalent one because it will still provide good protection.
Højsæsonen af influenza falder i august, så immuniseringen starter midt i Australiens efterår.
Autumn is the preferred time to get a flu vaccine. I think that would allow time for the vaccine to work before the flu season. Now, if you miss the chance to get a flu vaccine in autumn, it is still useful to get it, even though the flu season has already started. National program starts every year around March and April, depends on when the vaccines become available in our country.
Man kan primært få influenza-vaccinen gennem plejeklinikker og den lokale doktor. Efter influenzasprøjten kan nogle mennesker opleve influenzalignende symptomer. På trods af det siger Kevin Yin, at vaccinen ikke giver folk en aktiv influenza.
The vaccine that we registered in Australia would not give you the flu infection because the virus in the flu vaccine that we use in our country are dead virus. Some people will have some side effect from the vaccination, and most of them are quite mild. So people will feel fatigue and will feel kind of mild fever. I think it's part of the process our immune system responds to the vaccine component.
Influenza-vaccinen er gratis til individer med reduceret immunforsvar, der har en høj risiko for komplikationer fra influenza. Kevin Yin forklarer.
Our national vaccination programs provide free vaccine to the people who have the highest risk of becoming really ill from the flu. This include 4 major categories. The people who are age 65 and older, pregnant women, and indigenous people of certain ages, and also people with the certain medical conditions, for example, the heart diseases, lung diseases, diabetes, and conditions which can reduce your function of your immunity system.
Den føderale regerings immuniseringsprogram rådgiver, at det er sikkert at modtage en influenza-vaccine på et hvert stadium af graviditet. Og Kevin Yin er enig.
There are strong data showing that the vaccines are safe at any stage of the pregnancy. And also there are good data showing that the vaccine is effective up to 85% about the flu infection if you get it during your pregnancy.
Så hvis flere mennesker bliver vaccineret, vil det så mindske risikoen for at blive smittet af influenza? Kevin Yin siger, at den vaccinerede andel af befolkningen vil reducere smittespredningen, men tallet afhænger af mange faktorer.
So the percentage of effectiveness would depend on many factors like the age, like the seasons, like the viruses in the community. So it's really hard to tell you exactly the precise figure, but there's a range which we believe that would be quite applicable.
Bare én vaccineret person kan altså have en positiv indvirkning.
By vaccinating yourself, you can reduce the transmission of the virus within the community, which kind of indirectly protect the people who are not vaccinated.